be the person that I'd ask questions to about.
Yeah, that's another reason why I was going to bring him on, because he can give you the pricing as well as answer any questions for you and also give you the information on the listing. So he's going to hop on now, okay?
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. So Hawk just sent over some information just to catch me to speed on the call here. I kind of caught the end of that conversation a little bit. Do you have some questions before we get started regarding our program or how it works?
I've had several calls similar before, so I kind of understand how it works. On my end, I know what Sahak had mentioned was month-to-month pricing, but what is entailed as far as, like a contract or a cancellation and that sort of thing? So is it month-to-month and just if I don't pay, then, don't get listed next month?
Sure thing. I can definitely tell you've been called plenty of times then. So the answer to your question, it is month to month, no contracts. We do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement in the very beginning, just because, as you know, probably from tons of calls here, it does take some time to get up on that first page of Google. Now, because we're a premier Google channel partner, we're able to move pretty darn quickly. We get not only just you on that first page of Google and keep you there, but also up to 60 different directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, things like that. Just to name a few off the top of my head here. Now, that all gets done within the first 5 to 7 days. Now, you're fully customized with a tracking system involved with that as well, too. So you'll be able to see where the customers are calling from live. You can see what keywords are being searched to find you, what keywords aren't working, and you're able to customize that and change it at any time, no additional charge for that either. Okay? Now, far as the customers themselves, they talk directly to you. There's no middleman, there's no third party or anything like that, so you won't have to worry about us putting a damper on any type of customers giving you a call in, okay? Far as those leads themselves, they're not going to be charged per lead, per call, per job, or click, or anything like that. It's month-to-month flat rate, and it never changes, all right? Do you have any other questions so far?
Not so far. My main question, yep.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'm sure whenever you have questions, I'd be happy to answer them, okay? We lay everything out on the table. Far as we've been in business, we're coming up on the 18th year now, this year, in December. So not our first rodeo. We definitely helped a lot of companies, to be exact, over 11,000 throughout the U.S. So we definitely make things happen for you. Now, the key thing, is we want to make sure that we're targeting the right people for you in the right area. All right, so once we work with you, we don't work with anyone else who does what you do in the area, period. Okay, we actually take it very seriously where we're not spreading your leads out to other competitors, make you guys go head-to-head, just wouldn't make sense that way. Okay, so you never have to worry about that.
Okay.
Yes. Now, once the customer, let's say they're in the area that you want to service to, I'm showing here that you only want to do about like 20 miles around, residential only, correct?
Correct.
Okay, just making sure. The last thing we want is a customer giving you a call 50 miles out, and you're like, hey, listen, this is a waste of my time. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen. So as long as they're within the 20 miles and, they're typing in keywords or phrases on the Google, you will be easily found on that first page as a top recommended. Now, I hope I'm saying this correctly. Is it Elena?
Elena, that's right.
Okay, perfect. Sorry, haven't seen this felt like this before, so pretty unique. So once they type in these keywords, it doesn't even have to be. They don't have to know your actual business name. You'll be popped up on that first page. So are you doing anything else besides as far as like marketing? I do see a home advisor listing. I don't know if that's something you guys currently with though.
I'm trying to get out of that one.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't too thrilled. I am sort of using Angi, and then I have Google Local Services as well.
Okay. All right, gotcha. So you already have a Google profile online pretty much. You're just trying to get on that first page so that we are easily found. Is that right?
Right.
Gotcha. Well, that actually makes things smoother on our end over here. So I don't have to even explain to you about the letter that comes in the mail from Google. Some people don't believe me when they hear that. but yes, yeah. you're already verified and all that. It makes things a lot more quicker on our end for sure. Now, are you doing anything like social media, like Instagram, Facebook, or anything like that?
I have a Facebook that I update probably two or three times a week, given the week, you know?
Yeah.
So I do that. And I have in some local Facebook groups that I obviously have friends and people that have used me post my business name in there, and I'm active there. And then other than that, just like word of mouth and marketing with local realtors and things.
Beautiful. You're ahead of the game. I'm not going to lie. you know, a lot of business owners that, you know, they don't do the upkeep for it that well, especially like Facebook, and that works magic. You know, it's a big word of mouth. If anything,
yes,
it has a high conversion, more than Google Ads, I would say, actually. So that's really good.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of work. So
right. That's okay.
It's something. Get out there and do it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Lena, the good news on our end over here for you is that we have an account management team that'll be helping you out Monday through Friday. Okay, so we are closed weekends, but, you know, as far as your Facebook, we can run ads for you completely included on this package that I'm going to go ahead and present to you. So how that works is if I'm in the area and I go on Google, I type in some keywords, I see your services, I love everything, I see your website, I just don't need your services at that moment. Well, if I go on my Facebook, your ads will be popping up on their feed. Okay, so it's a really high marketing on there with a click to call as well too. So if they click on it, it calls directly to you. You provide us with whatever phone number you would like to be reached on, whether it's text, email, phone call, or all three. We're very flexible and make it happen for you. Okay, so it's pretty incredible how that works. Just want to make sure I reiterate here, Atlanta, that the number one thing we don't do is talk to your customers. Okay, so if they reach out to you through Facebook or anything like that, it's very important. The ball's in your court. You got to make sure to stay on them from there. Sounds okay?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm used to that.
Okay, perfect. Now, if you ever need help, you know, running new promotions, changing keywords, or putting videos or pictures up or testimonials, please let us know. Just all we ask for is that communication, so that way we can go ahead and make that happen for you, okay? So let's go over pricing. If that's, you know, fits the budget and everything starts aligned, we'd love to have you join the family here today. Sounds like a plan?
Yeah, let's talk about price, sure.
Perfect. Okay. So, like I said, everything is set to a two-month verbal agreement in the very beginning. It does take some time to get you up on Google, but we make sure to get up there as quickly as possible. Now, your pricing is going to be set flat rate month to month. Now, because it's Cyber Monday special going on right now, on our website, it's $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee. Well, actually, right now for you today, it'll only be at $249 month to month. There's no setup fee or anything like that. It's just $249. No matter how many jobs, clicks, or calls you get, that price will never change for you. And that includes everything we spoke about. One thing I didn't see, I see that you have a website on the notes here. I just couldn't find your website, though. Is that correct? Do you guys have a website?
Yes. It's just the business name, sodacityoffice.com.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Cool. So if you guys need help with the website or anything like that, we're, by all means, again, we can help manage it for you as well, too. If not, no worries. We're here for you if you need it. Okay. But it also includes that service along with the account management team Monday through Friday, 60 different directories, first page of Google, and your Facebook ads and Facebook business page as well, too. All for the same price at $249. How does that sound to you?
And so, okay, so normally the price is $5.99 with the $2.49 setup fee. Is that correct?
$2.99 setup fee, but yes, you're not doing any of that. It's only going to be $2.49 to start and $2.49 monthly.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And that never changes for you.
Okay. Trying to make my notes over here.
That's okay. Don't worry. We're going to make sure to give you everything on paper as well, on the invoice as well. What that includes, the price breakdown of every little single thing. Now, the things to speed up the process is what we do is we set up a tech call. Now, you don't have to be in front of your computer. We just ask for an hour window, so that way they talk, they give you a call within that time frame. And it just depends on how much content and you would like to add, you know, different type of promotions. They want to make sure to go over all the fine details to make sure everything's consistent throughout the web, right? Because once it's up on Google, we want to make sure it's strong and consistent through all the other directories as well, too, okay? As far as your schedule, how does it look this week to go ahead and do that?
I'm trying to think. It's pretty open. Wednesday and Friday.
Wednesday, right. Friday. Okay. What time are you thinking, though?
Yeah. Y'all are in California, right?
Yeah, I'm in Tampa, Florida myself. I mean, we're everywhere, but so I'm East Coast time with you. But yes, it runs off PST time.
Okay.
So for your
on my end, like probably any time, like 2:30 Eastern or later works better for me.
Okay, later the better. Okay, sounds good. How about this? We can make it pretty later. So let's see.
Yeah, later better. I work another job in the mornings, transitioning out of that into running this, and then I pick up my kids at 2:30. So it's like everything.
Wow, hustling over here. All right, I like it. Well, Elena, we can go ahead and set it for 4:00 if you like. It'll be 1:00 their time and 4:00 our time over here. Does that work for you?
Okay.
For Wednesday?
For Wednesday, I think that should work.
Okay. And if for any reason you have to reschedule, I'm going to send you an invite, okay? And it will come from Google Calendar. That way you can hit yes on your side, show that you're committed, and then they'll hit yes on their side to lock that in for you. If for any reason you need to reschedule, just email that, and then they'll go ahead and reschedule for you, okay? I will try my best to make sure to call with them to introduce you so that way you feel very comfortable with everybody and everything's good from there, okay? So I want to make sure when you build your profile on here as well. So, Elena, I have it. Make sure I want to make sure I have it all right here. Spelled out A-L-A-I-N-A. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And how do you spell your last name?
McDaniel is M-C-D-A-N-I-E-L.
All right. Perfect. And then what's the best email we could send the invoice to and also a future second form of contact as well, too?
The best email is sodacityspotlist@gmail.com.
Nice. You guys landed that one very well. Straight up. Okay. I'm sorry. I talked to a lot of businesses, and sometimes they can't get the actual business name on that, you know, so great job on that.
Yes. Well, and it's weird. People that are not from the area are like, Soda City? And so long story short is Columbia's abbreviation is COLA. And so there's no Coca-Cola plant here or anything like that.
Right.
And ended up, that's the abbreviation. And so people started saying, oh, Soda City. And we have like a Soda City farmer's market and all sorts of different things. So that's how it kind of got the name.
Wow. Okay. So straight up, I'm dead serious. I just came from South Carolina. I was right on the border of South Carolina and North Carolina. Seeing some family, and they told me about that, and they're like, there's no soda over here. There's no soda plants. I was like, oh, okay. We were just talking about that, I swear.
It is a bit strange when you think, like, it's not like Atlanta that has, like, Coke World and all that, but, yep, that's how it got its name.
That is so crazy. I want to call my family right now. I was like, hey, listen, I just talked to somebody about this.
Now, you know, did they not know the reason? They didn't know the reason, or they do know?
They didn't explain it to me, but no lie, they could have. It was, I mean, Thanksgiving and everything, so, I mean, definitely had a few drinks in us and stuff, so maybe they have. They did, but I don't remember it.
A lot of people don't know. They just are like, where did this Soda City come from? You know, like, I haven't heard of any plants around, so now you may have a leg up on them. You can tell them, I know where that comes from.
I'm going to sound like I'm professional on this. I'm like, hey, guess what? I know this. I'm going
to
do
yeah,
it once.
Go send your group, text out there to everybody. I learned something today.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool to know, though. But it's interesting. It's like, where did they come from? This? You know? Oh, my
yes.
God. All right. And then, Elena, is this the best phone number to reach you on, the 5060?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as far as your customers, do you want them to reach out to you through this number, or do you have a different number to reach out to?
That's the same number.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do, and I have the business name as Soda City Spotless, comma, LLC. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And I got 1905. How do you pronounce this? Dallas? Dallas Road?
We had the same thing when we moved here. Like, what is this? It's pronounced Dallas.
Dallas? Mm-hmm. I would never guess that.
Dallas. Yep.
Oh, man.
So
that throws me off.
Some people pronounce it like Dallas, and some people pronounce it like you did, like Dallas. But, it, yep, 1905 Dallas Road.
Oh, okay. All right. Touche. Okay. And then the zip code 29204. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, perfect.
As far as that goes for marketing and everything, that is a home address. So I
okay.
know when I use Google Local Services, they don't publish that address. I just want it
right.
to be known, like, please don't put that. Oh. Is that like that? That's the business. I just run it out of my home, so
that's okay.
So I could get my cards and
Oh, you saved me a million things right now. So I appreciate you letting me know on that. I'm going to put notates on this so that way they don't put that in on the physical Google on there, okay? So communication is everything, Elena. So I really appreciate you on that. I'm going to make sure to notate it right now. And then also I'm sending you the Google invite right now. It's going to say for 1 o'clock, so it'll be 4 o'clock your time, okay? So give me just a second. It's going to be for Wednesday. Let me know once you got that, though.
I have to actually log into my email.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I got you moving. I got you working now.
Okay. Yep. Got it.
All right. Perfect. If you can hit yes on that side there, I'll go ahead and I'll pop through on my end here.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, it's so quick. This month is almost over. Oh, I can't believe that. Okay. Ooh,
yeah.
Actually, I think I put it for Elena. I'm gonna resend this because it went to Tuesday. I'm gonna go back to Wednesday. So give me just a moment. I do apologize.
Yeah.
Yep. Give me 1 second here. Saving that, resending it. Appreciate your patience. And
no problem.
1 piece. I'm going to send a reminder to them as well, too, okay? So that way they don't
okay.
miss on that. Now, well, once you go through on that, I got it. Wow, that was quick. You're doing great with this. Okay. I talked to so many business owners and, you know, they need these services, but they don't know how to work the email, stuff like that. So sometimes it could take some time. and then as far as your Facebook, just letting you know that email that it came through, that's my email. It has my direct number, my extension, everything. In case if you ever need me as well too, we want to make sure you always have a second form of contact, okay? So if for any reason you can't reach our technicians or account management team, reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to go and reach out to them for you. Okay. Now,
okay.
Far as your Facebook, you said you had a personal page or was it a business page or both? I don't know.
It's a business that I use, a business page.
Okay. Okay, so if you can go ahead and send me the URL just to the business page, so that way we can help link it, and then they're going to talk to you about how they're going to run the ads for you as well, too, okay?
Okay.
And then that there. Bada bing, bada boom. I love your website, by the way. I'm looking at it right now.
Thanks.
I really do. Yeah. hey, anything can use work, right? But I mean, it's strictly straight to the point, easy to look at. You do great. All right.
Yeah, I try to keep it fairly simple.
That and simple is better, honestly. I hear this time and time again. Sometimes I see websites and it's just too complicated enough to throw a customer away from you, if anything. But this is very, very simplistic. It's to the point, and I bet you it works. So we'll make sure to show that link on whenever they're looking for your services, so that way it's easier to find, though. Okay, so I'm gonna make sure of that. And Elena, on the card that we'll be using today, is it just the first and last name, or does it have a middle initial as well, too?
It is first and last name.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. I want to make sure I have the meat and potatoes over here first, you know, services that you want to be found for. Let's go with that. I'm just going to type away, just kind of name a few things out. If, you know, don't worry if you don't have it all, because our techs are, I just want to make sure our technicians, when they start with you, they're not starting from scratch, okay? So start naming a few things, services that you want to be found for, and I'll type away for you, okay?
Oh, Lord. Okay. I guess mostly, so I guess residential cleaning, house cleaning, move in, move out cleaning, recurring services, like if that's the keyword.
Reoccurring, what would you say that last one again?
Yeah, I just wasn't sure if that, you know, if people really end up typing that in, and like, I don't know that they're going to search for that, you know.
Listen,
mostly those deep clean.
Deep clean. Okay, there we go. Yep. I'm going to tell you this right now. You have tons of, you know, 15 keywords and phrases, and I never see anyone reach it. So name as much as you can. If it doesn't work, you'll see it on the client dashboard.
I think what I'll do. I'll put in aid service. I don't remember what I said at the beginning.
I got you. I got the residential and commercial cleaning. We got house cleaning, move in and move out cleaning, recurring cleaning, deep cleaning. And that's all I have for right now.
Probably we have a number of college kids and things around here, so maybe just apartment cleaning. I'm sure that they would look for that.
Yeah. Now, do you do other services besides the cleaning as well, too? Like, do you do moving, organizing, or anything like that?
No, we don't.
Okay, got it. Let's see here. And you said commercial as well, too, right? Let me make sure I have.
So right now, we do some small business commercial, but I don't really have a cleaner that has the capacity to take on any. So currently, I don't necessarily want to market for that and start getting calls when I don't have anyone.
Got it. Okay. I'll take that off then.
Let's just focus more on, you know, move in, move out, like residential type services.
Got it.
Those are some good ones to start with. I can think of some more keywords at all before Wednesday.
Okay. No worries. Yeah. So again, all we ask for is that communication. You'll hear me say that again on our voice verification part, the recorded part, so that way everything we say we're going to do is on a recorded line. We make sure to make it happen. Now, as far as the, you know, things that you need to change or anything like that, just ask, we always ask for, please let us know. We can't read your mind. So if you need to change promotions or anything like that, let us know, email, text, call, however you want, and that way we can make that happen, and so that way we can make a change on there, okay? Because if not, if you don't tell us, we ain't making no changes, I'm telling you right now. But
exactly.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put, please advise, customer may want to add more, so that way by the time, you know, our tech call on Wednesday comes along, write a few things down, and if, you know, more comes to your mind, just let them know, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and then also far as, I got the email for your Facebook link. Thank you so much. And how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, Venmo, PayPal?
It's debit or credit card.
Okay. Debit or credit card. Okay. And then we want to stick around 20 miles out. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm looking on the map, make sure. Did not do at all what I told you to do. Yeah, 20 miles. Pretty good.
20 miles it is. Okay. And then is there a specific area that you don't want to hit or something? Because I want to make sure if that's the case, then I'll write that in.
No, that I just pulled up like a radius, and that's pretty much the extent of where. Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. All right. And I'm going to make sure I notate on here that please do not show customers physical address. I remembered. I gotcha. How? And then you want to be contacted through phone, text, email, all three? What would you prefer?
By customers?
By customers, though, yeah.
They can do all three is fine, or they can also book online through my website.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, so let me put that in there, okay. And the email is the same email you want them to contact, obviously, right? So
that's correct.
And then as far as your hours of operations, what would you like to be found for?
Just the problem is, I guess my question is, how will that show on your end? So right now I'm the only one answering the phone, and I like to have somewhat of a break. And, but my cleaners are available, like they'll work the weekends and things like that, but I'm trying to get away from answering so much of the phone on the weekend.
Okay.
So what will show up if you're at on your end? Like, will it, I guess, is there a way to put, two different I don't know how to put two different times, I guess. Because I don't want to say that I'm open on Saturdays, you know, and then not.
Right. That's a tricky question. Will they call the same number, though, at that time? Because that's a key thing right there, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would just put Monday through Friday, like 8:30 to 5, and we can always change it. But I'm sure people will still reach out on the weekend, and I can answer as I want to.
Okay. Should I put I wouldn't put an emergency or something on weekends. I'll put 8:30 to 5, and then if you want that phone ringing more, then we can always change it later. Okay. Let's start with that for now then. And then I'm going to make sure I have everything on my end here. Boom, 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 boom. I think we're all set. Okay, I'm going to send this to our technicians now. Just a second here. I always do a triple check, just to make sure. So, hope you understand.
I appreciate that.
All right, yeah. Last thing we want is everything mixed up and things confused. That doesn't do good for anyone. Okay, so the next part we're going to do, and I promise you we're almost done here. I've got like two more minutes. we're going to do a voice verification process. Now, this part is an added protection for you, though, okay? So anytime that I ask a question, try to sound as clear as possible. If you have questions for me, by all means, just say, John, can you stop for a second? I have a question on this. Can you elaborate a little bit? I'll be more than happy to, okay?
Sure.
All right, here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Soda City Spotless, LLC.
I'm sorry, that's such a cool name now I think about it. Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Elena McDaniel, owner.
Perfect. And, of course, you are authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. And then you're also authorized user on the billing of the account as well, correct?
Yes. Awesome. Business is just me, so yeah.
All right. Yep. Sorry, have to ask. All right. All right. Continue here. Here we go. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to stop right there for just a second there, Elena. What we're going to do is we're going to set up a security question and answer. So that way, I don't care if they call in saying their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't know your security question or your answer, please hang up right away, okay? There's a lot of things. Unfortunately, there's some scammers out there. We want to make sure that doesn't happen to you, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and continue. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on November 28th in a non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day, the 28th of every month, in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. I do have a question on that. Never mind. I answered my own question. Yes, I understand.
Okay, no worries. And again, you have my email and stuff, so if you don't have somebody that you can talk to and you can't reach out and someone's not answering, I'm going to be here, okay, Monday through Friday. I always usually check my email more cases than usual, than text messaging, but hey, listen, give me a call or text or email. I'll make sure to get back to you, okay? So that's important. I want to make sure that I don't just leave you in the dust, all right? So, Elena, I'm going to make sure that the pricing is still the same because you are at a big discount, no lie. So I want to make sure that discounts are showing the credits for you on here right now. And then as far as the billing address, is that the same to the card that we're going to be using today?
Yeah, it's the same.
Perfect. Okay. And what kind of payment card method is it? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, Discover?
It's a Master.
MasterCard it is. Okay. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. It is 5268-7600-4835-4638.
Okay. And the expiration date?
2/26.
Right. And the security code there as well?
413.
All right. Thank you. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and set up before we make a payment here. I'm going to set up your security question. Three random on the system here. So let's see what we got. Okay. The first one is mother's maiden name. The second one is city you were born in. Or the third, your first pet's name.
City you were born in.
City you were born in. Okay. All right. As long as you know the answer and question, okay. What would that answer be?
Oh, my God.
It's Charleston.
Okay. I thought you were going to say cola for me for a second there. I was going to laugh really hard right now.
My mother's maiden name, though, is Thunderbird, and so I can anticipate that that one would get a little confusing down the way.
That's cool, though. I'm sorry. Wait, what? Thunderbird?
Yes.
You're not pulling a leg, are you?
See, no, not Thunderbird. It's Thunderbird. Funderburg. Thunderbird.
Mm-hmm. Berg. That's still cool. All right. Touche. That's awesome. All right. So I feel like I could talk to you for hours. All right, Linda. I'm going to go ahead and process the payment of $249. Once this goes through, you should receive a text and an email as far as your invoice on there. Let me know.
Okay.
Or actually, I'm going to let you know once that goes through on my end here. It should pop up right after. Okay, there it goes. And you should receive that text any minute here. Was that able to come through here?
Not yet. I did get a notification from my bank that it was charged.
Okay. Actually, I appreciate the bank doing that. No lie.
I know, too.
Hey, actually, it saved
I
me.
I prefer the ones that your account has been, you've had this much deposited into your account.
Oh, I know.
Okay,
believe
yes,
me.
I did that.
Okay. On that text message, there's one last step we need to do, and it's just a signature. It'll say, click here to sign terms and conditions or terms of experience. Do you see that anywhere?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Awesome. And then you'll see everything as far as your invoice, all how it breaks down, pricing, all of that. Like I said, everything's included, including website if you need the help for it, okay? So not trying to scam you on anything on there or upsell you, nothing. If you scroll to the bottom, you'll see a spot right above where the signature part is, a click to a check mark. You can assign your first, last name, and the date, and let me know where it takes you next.
Yeah, I actually have a question
before we go
on.
Yeah.
So looking at services in here, I know we had discussed the directory submissions and being able to pull up on kind of that first page of Google. Can you explain a little more on these others that are here, like the Google Ads and local services, and how that would work? And my question for that is, So I currently have Google Local Services. I don't pay for the Google Ads because
right. There's
no need for me to when I'm doing Google
Services.
So what is that just with you all? How does that work with you guys?
Yeah. Gotcha. So Google Ads is not included on this package on here. That's a pay-per-click. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's say you want to go further out, 100 miles out, or you want to spread your wings from that point, and to reach all those customers and make sure you're constantly being popped up on that first page, I would highly suggest the Google Ads part. And that includes your local map section as well, too. So you're really dominating a lot of the Google page itself, if that's the route you want to take on there. But that's not included on this one, so you're not being charged for that. Your directories, though, you have 60 different directories. That's included for you, and those are yours. So we give you account login and password for that as well. For any reason you part ways, that's still yours as a gift from us. Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right. Okay, let's see. Okay, so I signed, and then it takes me to a login page.
Perfect. Awesome. So don't worry about this part just yet. Our techs, when they call you on Wednesday, they're going to help develop that with you and go over all the stuff that we just did here to make sure to confirm on all of it and get this thing running for you, okay? So don't worry about that just yet. But, yes, they want to make sure that you are fully aware of how you can track everything as far as calls, where they're coming from, keywords, all of that. And if there's any flaws or anything, obviously you want to make sure to let us know so that way we can fix those processes in the very beginning to make it run smoother for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. I'm going to say this. First off, welcome to the family here at Local Splash. You know, I'm excited for you. We're going to do well.
I've gotten a number of calls from SEO companies, but you and Sahak were very friendly and did a really great job. So, thank you. One of the reasons. Yeah.
That means a lot to me. You know, actually, we talked to a lot of business owners, and sometimes they just think we're not real or something, or they don't treat us like people on the phone. You know what I mean?
I can imagine how hard it is to just cold call businesses like that. You know, that's got to be hard.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, listen, we're going to take care of you. And again, I'm going to try to call in with them on Wednesday so that way we can introduce you, okay? So I'll talk to you then. Sounds good? All righty. Well, we appreciate you. You take it easy, okay? All righty.
Sure. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.